Good evening, radio listening audience. I am Gary Wallace, and welcome to our program, The Scorpion's Honey. Today's story, A Panic Attack, was written by Otrova Gomez for his book, The Scorpion's Honey. Sit back and see how an alter ego can totally change what could have been an ordinary life. Dr. Nahir was seated beside his psychiatric patient. He initiated the session with these words. Okay, tell me about your problem. Mr. Panic-stricken cautiously answers, You see, doctor, I don't like to open my eyes all at once. When I get up in the morning, I'm a coward. When I do open my eyes, I feel terrible fear. Even when there's nothing there, my whole being feels an awful impact simply when I'm not sure of the time and I look down at my watch and I see the hands frozen still. It doesn't matter if it's early or late. I'm always afraid that terrible things may have happened, or even worse, and that nothing has happened. Caught up in that uncertainty, I slowly try to barely open one eye. Little by little, promontory forms gradually appear around me as if they are closing in on me. I then immediately close my eyes again, lie there in silence for a moment, and then proceed to reinitiate the whole process again. It is a sort of opening procedure. Strategically, I cover my face with the covers to avoid traumatizing myself unnecessarily. Once again, I lie there in total silence before slowly opening my eyes and trying to slowly get acquainted with myself again. I start a delicate system of inquiries and personal mental wagers with myself as to what lies ahead for me. Does everything coexist in the same place? Does the world still exist? Is there someone beside my bed? Could I already be dead? Doctor, slowly but surely I'm searching out the answers to those questions that fascinate me so. Even the surprising tidbits of truth that I'm slowly discovering bring significant joy into my life. Once I overcome the initial fear of getting up that I face daily, I raise the corner of my covers and open one eye to peek out at the unknown. Generally, I make the same great discovery. Everything looks the same. That makes me quickly cover myself again and lay motionless under the covers for a few minutes. When I build my courage back up, I roll over and start the whole process again on the other side. Peering out and finding everything in place on this side of the bed, I cover my head for the third time until my confidence builds. Fairly sure that during the past 8 hours since I went to sleep, all had not turned into nothingness that I constantly imagine. Could someone or something have stealthily made these quiet changes while I had been sleeping? At that precise moment, I gradually begin to uncover my face. I force the cover back with the pressure of my toes and feet. Finding myself surrounded by the objects in the room, I carefully observe the pictures, the furniture, my shoes, and my clothes that I threw on the chair the night before. I make a mental note that everything is exactly like I left it the night before. When I look up at the ceiling, the anguish of anxiety once again fills my heart. Could my entire scenario have been transported to another dimension in time and space? Have the things outside these walls remained unchanged? Do we actually exist in an abyss that has no boundaries whatsoever? Possessed by unseen demons of anxiety, I get up out of bed. Doctor, I run to the double doors and look out. I push them wide open and look down the hallway. That very act helps me completely recuperate my confidence. My doubts and fears having been dispelled, I shower, put on my clothes, and eat breakfast. Once again, healthy, mentally and physically, I enjoy the fact that the sun, people, streets, and the familiar sounds of the city still exist. I return to my problems and work, feeling so blessed that things have returned to normal. I'm all right throughout the rest of the day until the darkness of night surrounds me. I stand there in my apartment with my eyes open, victimized, feeling another panic attack coming on. What if I should disappear while I'm sleeping? What if I discovered that nothing really does exist? I stay paralyzed in that state for hours and hours until I finally, sensing my conscience, dissolve in sleep. I can tell that once again someone is coming after me to take everything away. Everything. Do you understand what I'm saying, doctor? Doctor. Doctor. Turning and looking over at the doctor, Nahir, he sees that he is not there. Dr. Nahir is sound asleep in his comfortable leather chair. Alter egos can flaw the thinking of even intelligent minds. Tune in for another intriguing episode of The Scorpion's Honey. Thanks for listening to KETR 88.9. Your pledges make old-time radio programming like this possible. Your station needs your support. Donate safely and securely online now at www.ketr.org/support.